J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-A-K-E-J-O-R-P-A-N. Jordan. That's it.
I'm now starting the podcast, which I have Jake and Jacob on. And they've both consented to be on the podcast. Is this correct?
I 100% consent to being on this podcast. My name is Jacob. I am excited to start the podcast. And we also have somebody else joining us under his full consent.
Under my own volition and will. I choose to be here. Jake Treister chooses to be here.
Do you mind if I clap in your presence to welcome you on the podcast?
Yes, to welcome
you. That is acceptable.
Okay. Excellent. On the count of three. One, two, three.
We didn't get that. I have claps to go for. I consented to clapping, but I didn't.
No, not multiple. Not me.
Multiple clapping.
Only Jacob clapping. That's, you consented.
That's a little too far.
I didn't ask you. I didn't have your consent to clap.
Live from... Wait, where are we? Oh, we're back in Baltusrol.
We are back in Baltusrol.
Live from Jordan Sarf's childhood home. It's the Jake and Jake podcast.
That's something cool.
Not really the childhood.
I would say my childhood home is majestic.
This is my childhood home for you. I didn't know you during that time.
Hey, no, this is it. You moved here once.
Like, fourth grade.
Okay, that's...
When do you call when you're a child? Like, when's the transition from child to, like, teen?
Bar mitzvah, buddy.
Did you say bar mitzvah? I was a child in middle school then. I didn't think I was a child in middle school.
I don't think you're an adult at 13.
Not an adult. I'm saying, like, when are you, like, in this middle between child and adult? Like,
so
adolescent,
if you move,
teen?
So if you move to a new house the day after your bar mitzvah.
I did that.
Okay.
I moved at 14.
And really? That's not...
Oh, yeah, you were...
So I consider my childhood home Fresh Meadows. I consider like I was born and raised in Queens, mm-hmm. but I spent my high school years and now my senior citizen years in Long Island.
Okay, I can see that.
But I think like where you grow up is like the majority of where you spent like elementary and middle school.
Yeah.
I think it's working.
Okay.
If it's not working, then...
Back.
Yeah. Okay. When you went to the bathroom.
I was like, I know that we recorded something, but I don't remember.
Yeah. No, we have a lot to cover.
I'm going to bring up something right now that I'm still pissed off about. So me, Jake, and Jacob, last Friday, went to the movies. We went to go see 1917. And honestly, we walked out of it, and it was a good movie. I was pretty happy.
Between 7.5, 7.9.
7.5 to 8.
We were there. And honestly, at that point, it's a good movie. But I have a huge problem with something. We walk into the theater. There's two things that happen. I'm going to talk about my incident, then we're going to talk about Jake's. Do you want to start with yours, or do you want me to talk about...
Cause mine happened chronologically first.
Then go first.
But I think yours is more interesting.
You want to go into mine?
No, then mine.
Honestly, Jake, yours is really cute.
Yours is cute because it was...
So we got to the movie early. We were there, 20, 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
We were there early.
Before they opened the theater.
Before they opened the theater, they were still cleaning inside. I should say that we are all doing air quotes.
Air quotes
when we say
cleaning. Yes.
No cleaning.
You got this kid coming out of the theater. He's one of the people who cleaned it. Probably 16 or 17. Comes out.
Right.
And he's walking away. And I say thank you to the kid. Because I'm like, you know, it's a thankless profession.
Me and Jacob.
They both looked at me like I'm crazy.
Immediately start looking at Jake like, what are you doing?
I say thank you to the kid because, you know, he's working. It's nights. He's working there on a Friday night.
No, you said something before. You said there's nobility. There's no nobility or something like that.
It's a thankless profession.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
A thankless profession.
Right.
The guy who cleans the movie theater.
Well, did you ever get thanked when you were working catering? So I think that's where it's coming from. Because I don't think that's a...
I'm going to say yes because I'm directly serving people.
That's different.
So if I'm giving you something, you say thank you.
There's no human interaction cleaning the theater.
Right. It's just like you're going in there. You're
sweeping some
probably standing there.
Sweeping some kernels.
Right.
Yeah.
You're probably standing there with a broom in your hand.
Probably looking for a bunch of crunch. But we walk into the theater. You want to?
And then we approach our seats. And there's popcorn kernels on our seats.
Everywhere.
And I'm like, well, I wish I could go back and take back my thank you.
I wanted you to go back and ask for the compliment back.
That's a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment.
Yeah, you would take it
I'm
back.
I'm going to be honest with you. The situation I'm going to go into is a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, we'll go,
I think my situation is more Curb.
No, we'll go into yours in a second.
I'm going to make that a poll later. On the tomorrow, because
I think Larry David, in my position, would go back to the kid and say,
you know what,
what's going on?
You should have revoked your thank you. Because you're thanking him with the idea that your seat, the floor, and the entire theater is clean, right? That's what the thank you's for.
Yes.
If you didn't do that, take the thank you back.
What am I going to do? I'm going to go ahead.
I'm just saying there was a prerequisite for that thank you.
I'm going to tell someone who probably wasn't very enthused by the thank you in the first place. I'm rescinding the thank you.
Probably you're sarcastic.
You've been served. You just walk around.
Thank you rescinded.
Yeah. And then I love yours. Yours
but
is great.
We sit down in the dirty seats after, and we're waiting for the pre-show. It's not the trailers. It's certainly not the movie.
It's the advertisements.
It's the BS commercials and whatever they're going to show
the
before
Coca-Cola,
the trailers.
All that nonsense.
Right. And there's maybe 10 people in the theater because we just got in. There's an old woman sitting about two or three seats next to me on the right. And I'm talking – I have a loud voice, to be fair, but that's not – there's no justification for this. I'm talking about the Lakers, and all of a sudden this woman shushed me during the commercials before the trailer.
You weren't talking about the Lakers.
It was a trade with Bradley Beal.
Yeah, we were talking about like a potential trade that was going on.
It was a trade that may have happened.
We're not talking about the other thing that we'll talk about.
No, I was like, that's some foresight.
Not at all. But
you have some inside information, sir.
But I was talking, and all of a sudden she just goes, shh.
Yeah.
I'm in full shock. I look over Jake and Jacob, the cover in the face, the giggling.
Watching the pre-show, not even the coming attractions.
I was blown away. I didn't know what to do, and I didn't say anything.
Look, she doesn't get to go to the movies that often. And for the prices they're charging there.
Listen, the son's bringing her out for a breather. Let her out of the house. This is her one day a week. Cut her some slack.
It was a 9:15 movie that goes 2 hours longer at the theater till at least 11:30 with trailers. Like, what is this old lady doing there, like this late? And why are you
shushing
me? Just
because you're old doesn't mean you can't go outside.
Old people go to sleep early.
Wait, so
I'm talking about old people at bedtimes.
Yeah, so you got shushed, and you didn't say anything.
I said nothing.
No, you said nothing.
I should have said something.
Yeah, so what was it, 72 hours? Wait,
say?
Hold on. 72 hours later.
It's like, it's my, you know.
No, how would you have changed the situation?
If I would have done it again?
Yeah, 72 hours later.
I would have sat next to her. I would have moved over to the seat next to her and said, why'd you shush me? I would have asked why. And she would have said, I'm trying to listen to something. And I would have wanted to really know what she was trying to listen to, because it was a commercial about Geico, which I had seen 3,000 times. There was nothing on that screen that was anything
happen.
Relevant.
That would never happen.
Honestly?
I said, no. If I were to do it again, knowing the situation, I would have said experts.
That
why,
would never happen.
What, me sitting next to her?
There is no universe in which you get shushed at the movie theater. You go and sit next to the person and ask why they shushed.
You're telling me
there
you don't
is
think
no
I'm doing?
Universe.
You're telling
I think,
me I
think it's a
wait, 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 wait. Why not? You're telling me what? I'm just shy? You're telling me I wouldn't go over there and say something?
I'm saying that you would never do it.
Why not?
You just wouldn't. It's not
derogatory. I'm just going and asking
not
a question.
It's not something that people in general would do.
That's
Are
true.
You not people in general?
We're talking Larry David situation. I would do it.
Honestly,
he said if I can go back in time and do it differently, instead of just sitting there with a puss on my face waiting for the trailers to start, I would have got over there and said something.
Honestly, that's a pretty interesting idea. You ever have like an argument with a friend or someone says something and you think of a zinger like 24 hours later or like after you have that argument with the person?
No, I'm pretty
good. No, like you think of a comeback after the fact.
Oh,
the conversation.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, Jake, you're perfect. So me and you. Well,
I'm just a pacifist.
Fantastic. There should be an app called Hindsight where you come back you have a 24-hour time span to come back with a zinger with like a friend that you're in a dispute with. I think that would actually clear.
What is, does it send it to them?
Yeah.
Oh, so
it's
like,
called Hindsight. You get to sometimes I think of a comeback later in the
you
shower.
Just text them.
Yeah. What's the text message?
No, because this has to be a point of the app. I'm not gonna just text somebody willy nilly.
So we're creating.
Yeah, okay. A passive aggressive app. Yeah.
WhatsApp.
So anyway, so you got shushed. I think that's probably like the worst thing that could happen to you in the theater.
Well,
you're getting shushed.
Here's the thing. Not only, I mean, you guys know that I'm into film. And that's something I like. For those listening at home, you know, considering if this is the first episode you're listening to, I'm a Jordan, I'm a filmmaker. And
you
I
have a lot to catch up on.
Yes, you do. But I, you know, like I respect the theater. I respect, the only thing I like to do is check the time. Is I just like to know.
I do that too. I don't think that's like.
I don't think that's rude. I think the texting or the phone calls or the ringtone going off or any sound you make could hinder somebody else's movie experience. But if I'm looking at the clock, I don't think that's bothering anybody.
So it's a peek and a put back in your pocket. Because I know people who peek and then they start scrolling through the text.
No.
So it's just a peek.
No,
peek and a put away.
Time.
I looked at the time a couple of times.
I mean, unless the movie is absolutely trash, like I'm watching the movie. I paid for a seat. I want to sit. And this is something I want, especially that movie, because we're talking Oscars in a couple of weeks. Like, something we wanted to see.
Not Oscar worthy. Not
really?
Best picture worthy.
Did you
see? I disagree.
You need to see the definitely cinematography, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Deakins, shout out Roger Deakins, my man. He's the DP of the whole thing, and he had this video of how he did the lighting for the one of the scenes. It was like all lit by a flare gun. All the lighting's flare gun. So he had to shoot it in a way where the flare gun's hits were hitting the sky at a certain point. So he had a camera at a certain point. I watched this after. Super cool. So definitely check out 1917. I'm a big fan of it. But I'm only giving it like a 7.5, 7.8.
Because the story wasn't anything to write home about.
Very simple. It was a very simple story.
His best picture included with everything, so it's like story.
Oh, the whole.
It's best picture.
Oh, then it's not best picture worthy. Then it's best cinematography, whatever you call it. That was amazing.
I thought it was best picture worthy. I thought there was enough stylistic elements as far as mise-en-scène.
But the Academy is weird.
Of course it's weird.
They like the artsy stuff.
No uncut gems.
The problem is there was like one woman in the movie, and I think there was like no black people.
There was a guy with a turban.
Yeah, there was a guy.
He was awesome.
But I don't know if there were any black
overacting. People.
Which technically, no, just to point out, I don't know if that actually makes sense.
What? Of course.
Well, like logically, like, this is Germany. Like, I mean, maybe from India. Like, I'm trying to think of...
Yeah, in World War One, there was only one guy in that.
I mean, still, I mean, they put it in there for a reason. And he has multiple lines, too.
Well, this is like loosely based on a true story, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's just, he was in the whatever group.
The guy in the turbans in it.
I think you just had a really good audition and they threw the kid in. I don't know.
That's the Oscar reach.
That's the reach. Yeah. That's the kid. He's the make or break.
You know what? We need some diversity. Get the guy from the deli. We need someone.
That's the thing. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the reasoning why they put him in. Or if they had that scene with the woman. What is this woman doing alone? This doesn't ruin anything. You encounter a woman at one point on the battlefield. Not fighting. She's hanging out with a baby.
Still, we don't know if she's
I love real. That storyline.
But then Jake has a whole theory on the reality of the whole film.
Not the whole film. The back half.
The back half. Which I don't want to ruin. I don't want to spoil much. But I did enjoy it.
If anyone is interested, that is, I think it's one of my better film theories. It's like
that
supported by some stuff in the film.
You argue it correctly.
Like throughout the movie, I was like noticing some things, and then like it came together about halfway through, where it was like where I thought they were going, and then the whole like second half, like it clicked and made sense. Mm. But no spoilers. It's hard.
No spoil. You want to keep going into the movie?
No, I don't want to go into the movie.
If you had to get rid of ketchup or mustard, which one would you get rid of forever? Not from your diet, from like the entire world.
Mustard.
Really?
Yeah. I'll take honey mustard.
Oh, I might have to ditch ketchup.
Why?
Because I love mustard. I'm on a mustard like craze right now.
Straight up mustard?
Like on like sandwiches and stuff. You know, Kensington Deli. Shout out Kensington Deli. Like,
awesome.
Like great spot. I need mustard if I'm there. Ketchup, I may be able to live with
on a daily basis. Mustard is like, I just don't encounter mustard on a daily basis.
Well, what do you eat with that has mustard on it? Like ever?
Not much. That's the thing.
Yeah, like, I don't come across mustard on my day to day. Can I actually say something controversial? Ketchup or mustard? I would replace both of them with horseradish.
Oh!
I would take horseradish. I could
double
down. I could take horseradish with gefilte fish, with eggs, with chicken. You throw horseradish.
I don't even eat gefilte fish.
Ah, that's disgusting.
That's no good.
No, I can eat horseradish with everything.
You eat gefilte fish? What is that?
It's like a fish meatball.
Is that
it's a goldfish meatball, right?
It's like the gray
blob, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, could be. I've had salmon gefilte fish. You'd like that.
Yeah, I want to know what it is. What's in it?
It's like white fish.
That's the problem. It's
like a hot
dog. Okay, yeah.
It's like
what's
a mystery meat at the it's a prison. Like, I don't know.
No, pretty boy, what's in a hot dog? I see you eating them on the side of the sidewalk. What's in a hot dog? You tell me that, then you'll eat gefilte fish.
I think pork.
Ears.
Ears. Snout. Anything from a pig.
Ears, tail,
anything
nose.
Anything from a pig.
Horse.
I would say anything from a pig is in a hot dog.
Well, you like those.
Absolutely.
So, those dogs outside of Yankee Stadium?
Well, now, the hot dog vendors outside of Yankee Stadium, the ones in the carts and the one in New York City, those are the best hot dogs you're going to get. Not in the stadium, not anywhere else. You have to get them from the Dirty Water dog carts. Mm. And you have to go in December. December is the last time they can keep the dirty water, because then in January, it's like legally they have to clean it out. So you get the dirtiest of the Dirty Water dogs in December. And that is my personal.
Are you telling me that they reuse?
Is that
the
your
water
plug?
For real?
Of course they do. They have to.
That's got to be some sort of health code violation.
I mean,
there's
sure
no letter on the cart.
You want to hear your hot? You want to hear a hot dog stand joke?
No, there's not. No, don't. That's gonna take the rest of the podcast.
No, I'll speed it up.
No,
you want to hear? You want to hear a hot dog stand joke?
Tell it after the podcast.
All right.
It took a while for him to
Why?
Say
are we over topic?
It took me like 2 minutes.
No, the reason he started the ketchup conversation is because he wanted to get to the hot dog. I know you did.
Yeah, that's literally
I am not going through a hot dog 2 minute hot dog joke.
Oh, it's pretty good. All right,
I'm pretty sure the podcast listeners can live without a 2 minute hot dog joke.
All right, I'm telling you a better joke. It's happening.
No, I gotta talk to the urologist joke.
What?
My urologist joke.
What do you mean? That one? Okay, fine. Tell your.
No, but I like yours. No, yours is on topic.
Jake, you want to judge jokes right now?
No, mine's a little PG-13.
Well, I've said bad words on the pod before.
And not really, but this is like dirty content.
That's not PG-13 then.
Oh, so yeah, we're talking R.
No, I know. You don't say bad words.
There's the, this?
No, I'll tell it.
a man comes dirty home bees. To his wife, and the man is holding a duck under his arm. And the man says out loud, "This is the pig I've been banging." And the wife said, "That's not a pig, that's a duck." And the man says, "I was talking to the duck."
Like that's cash. That's but like you got the joke.
And where'd you take that from?
The Sopranos. There.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, that's a Sopranos.
That is a very Sopranos show. Jacob, what is
mine's dirty. No, have you do you listen to Norm MacDonald?
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah, those are like all his types of jokes.
Yeah, but his delivery is much different. Like he doesn't have a punchline. That's half of his joke. That his punchline is a non-punchline. Like yeah. It's just so uncomfortable that you laugh at it, and then it's actually funny.
Mm. I don't know if you guys watched SNL last week with Adam Driver, but So did you see Marriage Story yet, that movie?
No.
I know we're going to do an Oscar thing. So we were they had a, funny enough, ties everything together, they had two bottles of ketchup getting married and going through a divorce.
Oh, my God.
And so the best line that was stated was by the female ketchup who was getting married. She goes, "You're not Heinz, you're a worthless Hunt bottle." And all the ketchup bottles that were pretending to be his family, like, literally collapsed over. It was so cute.
Don't you feel bad for Hunt's ketchup? Just like,
yeah,
they're second brand. Forever number two.
Would you rather be Hunt's or Pepsi?
Do you think so? Here's the thing.
Oh, Pepsi.
How would you? If you're
stupid question.
Jake, this is a question for you. If you're a ketchup company and you are number two, what would if you were to say, "All right, I got it. We got to break out of this." What is the first move you do
as a DECA judge? What is the pivot?
Here's the thing.
I know you have a good answer.
If you're Hunt's ketchup, you're probably content where you are. You're still making millions upon millions of dollars.
You want to be number one.
There are a lot of stadiums.
No, they are.
Hunt's is in a lot of stadiums, a lot of venues.
Jake, we're not settling for two. We want to be one. I mean, you're the CEO. You need to put the foot down.
CEO
what is the
of Hunt's.
Do you make it spicy? Do you add barbecue sauce?
Like, do you pivot a mustard?
Yes.
You're saying, how do you beat Hunt's?
How do you beat Hunt's?
I don't think it could be done.
You got to beat him. There's got to be a way. Do you plant a story on the CEO? Do you do something?
Aside from breaking into their factory.
I want to hear all scenarios.
Putting poison in the ketchup. There is no way of taking out Heinz.
I want to hear all scenarios. What would be your go-to? Legal or illegal, what do you do if you're the CEO of Heinz?
That might be the way to do it. To break into the factory and poison the ketchup.
What poison? Because it has to spread to all the...
That might be the way to do it. What kind of poison would you use?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You gotta throw some nasty pesticides on those
tomatoes.
That's
not my area of expertise.
What's that new virus going around?
Oh, the coronavirus.
Thing in China? You know how that started?
Yeah, the coronavirus.
I don't know.
This is kind of like...
Let's go!
Well, I want to hear this.
Let's go, virus.
I don't know much about this yet.
In China, there's a delicacy that they make a soup using a protein that we do not eat in America or in many other places.
Tofu?
Would you like to take a guess as to what meat?
I'm going to say
we get
dog, but that may be stereotypical and messed up. So dog. I'm guessing.
All right, you get one guess.
No cat.
Two each.
You can ask me one question.
Before I guess?
Yeah.
So is dog count?
No.
You have to ask me one question.
can I ask, is this a yes or no? Or does it have
this is an animal, you said.
It's an animal.
Okay.
That's your question?
No. I just wanted a confirmation.
Soup in China, it is a delicacy.
I have a question.
Yes.
What type of animal is it? And I mean, is it a
it
reptile?
Is, a mammal.
Is it a? It's a mammal.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's your one question.
That's a good one.
Okay, mine, a mammal. Okay. Does it have more? Does it walk on more than two legs?
I think I may know what.
Because
I think I have a good guess now. Considering that answer,
it does not.
So it walks on two legs.
Yes.
Okay, Jordan.
I'm going to say a sloth.
No.
Damn.
I'm going to go chimpanzee.
No.
What?
No, you get one more.
You each get one
more. I'm going to say a koala.
No.
Damn.
They don't got those in China, do they?
Do the koalas walk on two legs?
I've never seen them walk. They're always in that tree.
Yeah, they're always sitting there.
And then, so mammal walks on two legs.
Don't put so much weight on the second clue. The second clue is like a red herring a little bit.
Okay. So I'll go disgustingly, I'll say human.
No.
All right, okay. What is it?
All right. The second clue is a red herring because the second question is Do they walk on two legs? The answer is bat.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And bats fly. So it was
that would have been a good question.
They have the legs.
They do have little legs, but do they walk?
No,
they've
never seen a bat walk.
But when you said mammal, I was like, and when you asked if it was a mammal, I was like, he's never going to get it because you'll never think of a bat as a mammal.
Before we talk about this, have you ever walked in the city and you see a pigeon walking next to you? You're like, dude, just fly. Come on.
Let the pigeon fly.
Come on.
Hold that thought.
Okay, no, go back.
Great place to be.
So the bats carry this disease. They got it, I think, from eating snake.
Mm-hmm.
And the bats had it. And then the Chinese made them into soup. And then that's how people got it.
Was it bat soup?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, so they know they're eating bat.
That sounds like the story.
If you look up pictures of it, it's actually terrifying.
Would you eat bat?
No. Like, if you look up pictures of it, you'll just see a bat wing floating in the soup. Or, like, there's ones where you just, like, get the head with the face, and it's...
Listen, it sounds absolutely disgusting. But the thing is that we're so accustomed to food here.
I know.
But, like, I want to know if people in China or think about certain foods
we eat. If you
want to
be scared,
here.
Go on Google and type in bat soup.
Dude, I'm sure.
And you will get some truly terrifying images.
Bat soup?
Bat soup.
I'll look it up right now.
You will get some truly horrifying
images. That kind
images.
Of sounds like but the childhood story of...
But people are saying that's where the disease
that's
is coming.
Where it comes from, yeah.
So
you said the bat that ate the snake?
Yeah, apparently. The bat ate the snake.
That sounds like the childhood story that my grandma ate the fly.
Yeah.
The grandma eats the fly, who ate the dog, who ate the cat. All right. That's all I had to say. All right, bat soup.
What did the grandma eat?
I think the grandma ate the grandma ate a horse. I think that was the last line. So the grandma ate the horse that ate the...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you got
it. I want to know, how far can you go? Because I think it starts with the fly is at the very beginning.
It starts with the fly.
Like, what is it, like frog?
Dude, this is disgusting.
I'm going to describe it for those. It's like a... I don't want to look at that. Turn that off. Take that off.
There you go.
Can you please?
Should turn that one.
No, you'll post it on the Instagram.
It's actually awful. All
right. Dude, this is the wings.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Look at that.
So this is where it came from.
Yeah, show Jordan that one.
No, I can't. You're going to run out of the room crying.
It's actually awful. So,
but that's where
bats,
the disease is coming.
Yeah, so bats,
yeesh.
They weren't dying off from this because bats have the best immune system on the planet. They just have an insane immune system. So,
bats.
Now, does this reject all ideas of a living Batman? Considering that we get sick from bat soup.
So there can't be a Batman.
So Batman's not real.
That's not how Batman worked.
How did Batman work again? He just wanted to be a Batman.
He just made a cape.
He wasn't like bit like Spider-Man.
His power is money.
Right.
No.
Who do you want in your corner? Spider-Man or Batman?
Spider-Man, absolutely.
Because he has 100%. Actual power?
Not even that he has actual power. Just like he, in general, I think he's okay. So you have Batman, who's like a master of like martial arts and has gadgets and stuff.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, if things go south, he could easily just pick you up and just like sling away. Yeah.
He has super strength.
He doesn't have super strength, but he has like
sticky.
He's a strong guy. Yeah.
Okay.
TMI.
So Spider-Man.
You would take Spider-Man. I mean, I love Spider-Man just as a dude, but like if you're talking about resources and flying away, you're talking Batman.
Are we talking
have
one
that?
Fight or is it permanent ally?
I'm talking one-on-one fight and
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's a lock.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing I'm looking at it before I make a decision. You know, Spider-Man's raw talent. Meaning he's raw power, like raw superpower. Like he just does whatever the F he wants with his power. He doesn't have big muscles. Mm-hmm. He's not flying. Like he also screws around the majority of the time during a lot of his rescues. Batman's like very James Bond, but like none of that power is
Batman doesn't kill.
No, that's also true. Well, Spider-Man doesn't really kill.
If who does Spider-Man kill?
Wanted to.
So
he can easily shoot a web over the guy's face and mouth. Dead.
He's done that.
What do you mean, Batman?
Okay, so what are we talking about?
No, he's done it to shut somebody up, but not to kill somebody. Come on.
No, but over the nose too.
Batman's killed people. Wait,
I can't even breathe
that.
Out of my nose. I breathe out of my mouth.
Did Batman kill Bane?
No.
I thought he did.
The woman blew up.
Remember? What?
The woman had the bomb.
Anne Hathaway,
Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Yeah,
that's right. I know you like that.
Did we see that? I thought I saw that with you.
Ra's al Ghul.
No, Dark Knight Rises.
Awesome movie.
It's not that good.
Oh, it's awesome. I remember it was
The Dark Knight is really good. The sequel's not that good.
You don't like the third one?
No. The first one is okay.
Begins is good.
The second, Dark Knight is really, amazing. Really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Third one is whatever.
Well, Dark Knight, so you know, people argue that they're top 100 films ever.
Yeah.
That's like, and I'll stand by that.
The problem was when it came out that Heath Ledger died, they were screwed because they were ready to go in on the second movie with Heath Ledger.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, so he was in the storyline. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to like escape from prison. And yeah.
They were going to try and salvage some stuff by using lines that didn't make it in Dark Knight, but it did not
go. You know what they did that for, though? They kind of salvaged lines for someone who had passed.
Toy Story.
Yep. Yeah. And look at you guys. And also for the new Star Wars movie.
With, yeah.
Is it Princess Leia? And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They like pieced together some stuff from the old one.
I mean, it's a business.
Thanks, LD.
It's a business. Come on. All right, going back to pigeons, what you mentioned about pigeons. Where do the dead pigeons go?
Oh, great question. Sewer.
Have you ever seen a dead pigeon walking down the sidewalk?
They can't walk. They're dead.
No.
Bang.
Where are the dead pigeons?
Thank you.
So, anyway. Besides that amazing joke.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen a dead pigeon walking down the street?
No, they're dead. Great joke. Yeah. So, have you ever seen a dead pigeon?
What?
No.
Where do they go?
I have a story about a pigeon. It's really quick, really quick. When I was at camp, my grandpa, we had this joke because Mike Tyson owns a pigeon farm. That's a real thing.
That's another story.
That's a good one. That's all on its own. And we didn't believe my grandpa on my mom's side. And one year at Birchmont, grandpa sent Zach and I a package each. I opened it and it was a joke. It was a fake pigeon like thing. Zach opened the package and thought it was real and got really scared. So he hid it under his bed the whole summer. And then at the end, I remember.
He tried to hide a live pigeon under his bed.
He didn't know what the heck he was. He was so scared of it. He hid it under the bed. And then I remember when they were packing to go home, he opened it and saw that it was fake and he laughed. But he was so scared of the thing the whole summer. He thought it was like a gag or something. So. Yes, but yeah. I've never seen a dead pigeon. I have no clue.
They're probably on rooftops all across the city.
But they hang on the wires.
Well, I mean,
don't they fall?
So
Where do you think the death actually happens? At the top or on the street?
But you also think about it.
How does a pigeon die?
If a bird dies in the air, it's coming down. You've never seen a dead bird just plummet onto a car.
Yeah.
Do pigeons fly south for the winter?
They used to. They don't anymore.
How do you know that?
He was in the meeting.
What is it?
Pigeonhottopic.com.
He's pigeon man.
And they were all talking about it. They were like, you know what?
Are you going from Home Alone 2?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
How do birds know to fly south, though?
That's a good question.
Instinct, though.
I don't know. They're probably running. I mean, not running. Sorry.
It is instinct.
They don't run.
But how do they know what direction is south?
Do you think they have a – this is a big question. Do you think they look at stars?
I know the answer.
So it's not stars?
The answer is they have a small bit of magnetite in their beak, and it points to the magnetic poles of the north.
Wow.
But how do you know that it's going north instead of south? That I don't know.
Here's the question. What if
they start feeling the
planet? I guess if you're going north forever, you're eventually going south.
What if someone's beak's all screwed up? They're like, it's this way. And they all go really
yeah, the head of the flag.
We're going east.
We're going to China.
We're hitting the 2-minute mark before we wrap. I do want to make a quick shout out for something.
Well, we got to do a shout out just overall.
I'm doing it. Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to those affected by that helicopter crash on Sunday. It's Kobe, his daughter, and there's everybody else in the plane too as well. We all sympathize. Yeah. I won't ever go in a helicopter ever again, even though I wasn't even a thought to begin with.
Have you been in a helicopter?
I won't even go near one.
Yeah, so shout out to them. I was on a helicopter before. I will never go on again.
I was too scared.
Stuff like that definitely ruins it. So I will.
Do you think that's actually going to ruin the helicopter business?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. The whole industry?
Yes.
Of course. I don't think so.
He took a helicopter every day. He did it all the time.
You think the sales plummeted after the Titanic sank?
I don't know.
We'll look into it.
Rich people use the helicopters every day to go from the Hamptons to the city.
We just got another follower on our Instagram page.
Woohoo!
Sorry.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention it.
You get a notification every time.
Yeah, and the person's name is MMMM.
M. Night Shyamalan.
That's it.
Really?
There are four M's, and then in the parentheses, it's MM.
Oh, I know her.
Who is this?
What's his name?
It's his friend.
Well, thanks for following us. Any other shout-outs? Any big ones?
Nah, it's just super sad, but we couldn't start off with that.
Yeah,
so we'll just end with that.
Yeah.
I'll go on that. Shout-out to them. And I guess, what are they going to do at the Super Bowl for this?
It's
got to be a huge thing. And
Super Bowl, the next NBA All-Star game, there's going to be a ton of stuff.
That could be an entire podcast on its own on what the result, the aftermath of this.
I'd really like to see what they do at the Super Bowl to honor the.
They'll play a video and they'll put a commercial too. But follow us at Jake Pod. What else we got? Buy shirts.
Buy shirts.
Instagram. Follow Instagram. Ask us questions. We need questions.
Yes.
We don't really need questions. They're just nice to answer. We could talk about anything.
Follow
forever.
Us on Minds.
Have you ever seen a dead pigeon walking down the street?
That's that. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.